Station number 16713, Mr. M. Waterston, reel 16.
Waterston, reel 16. I mean, we're talking about life in the coal mine and in the camp that you were in. Was there, you talked about arguing and fighting amongst yourselves. Was there a lot of thievery going on within your own ranks? Stealing from other men? Were men stealing from other men in the camp?
Oh, why, yeah, but very rare there was any stealing. Because there's only one cure for anybody stealing out. He was either found in a ditch or something like that, or it would work or anything like that. It was a severe penalty when whatever he got around like that. But I mean, pilfering, I mean, there was pilfering and all that, you know, like pilfering. But it wasn't necessary. At the time of Vamsi and when we had plenty, if you asked for out, you got it. You know what I mean? You could bloke, you know, if there were your exchange or something like that, you know. But there was always some help, you know, if you could get. And when the times were hard, it wasn't pilfering, it was stealing. Off your own comrades, and if you steal off your own comrades, you could cut your throat. You know, that's what I'm saying, you boys.
So you had your own punishments within your own groups?
Yeah. I mean, that was strict. I mean, for all that we were prisoners and, you know, roughing it and all that, we were still soldiers. We were still soldiers, and our staff, our sergeant majors and all that kept us to that idea. We were still soldiers. And as I say, if anybody got the idea they wanted to escape, they went to the escape committee, and that was their job. I mean, I got, as I told you the other week there, I had got a set of overalls. They were like civilian clothes, and I was asked to give them up, and I had to replace it with something, you know, so I could cover up and everything, and which I had to do. I mean, it was my job, and I had to do it.
You didn't try to escape, did you?
No, I never tried to escape. Well, I didn't say, there wasn't any. I mean, there's a lot of lads used to gun out on the limb because they couldn't stand it. I mean, they couldn't stand the prison life. I mean, they couldn't stand. They used to go out on a limb, but they used to get the bashing up and kicking up and maimed and all that. But not really. I mean, you had to wait it was a case of waiting of your time and everything, you know, being patient and that. But mind, I could have done, like, I helped, you know, I did my job, I helped blokes escape.
You mentioned the uniform exchange. What other ideas came through on escaping that you know of? What other...
The helping?
Yeah.
Oh, we used to put a certain amount of our rations away, you know, for out like that, you know. One of my mates was working in the staff, and he was on the sewing machine, working on the sewing machine. And there was about five of them. Four of them used to do the repairs, and the fifth one used to be making clothes, and not for escape, you know, for anything like that was coming up. I mean, making clothes for our concerts or something like that's what he was supposed to be doing, like, you know.
So there were experts in the camp that had made clothing. What about documentation? How was that dealt with?
Oh, you boys. quiz. If you asked for something, if you wanted something, and you asked for something, there was always somebody would fix you up. You could always gamble on somebody would fix you up. But it got that, you know, the lads that could do these things, they were as cute as what Dean or anybody there. I mean, and they were all nearly all in the head, the main camps. If you wanted anything in the main camps, you know, and the, you know, like where the wooden horse and such as all that was, and where it performed and all that. I mean, I was in that camp where the wooden horse was, you know, that. And I mean, if, as I say, the somebody that saw me with his suit on, you'll have to give that up. See? And that was all I was told. I was had to give it up. This bloke come round and he asked us for it, tried it on, fit him. He says, you'll have to give this up. I says, well, what am I going to do without it? Oh, I'll give you something, get you something replaced. Oh, no, I was replaced with a pair of overalls. I mean, and I didn't have to bother about it, you know. But if they wanted so many cigarettes for they wanted, they used to come round collecting, like the same as if just collect for the parade, they'd collect, say, many cigarettes a morning and all that. They'd gone out bartering and all that for the different things.
Was there any attempt to barter or bribe the guards?
Why, yeah, man, I gotta say, the guards nearly all bribed, man. They were all old men, man, they didn't. You used to get some terrors and all that, like, and nasty blokes. But the sheriff got moved, I mean, and they wouldn't be tolerated. I mean, as I say, when we had all our gear, we were the leaders, you know. I mean, we dominated things. Our sergeant majors, Johnny Curry, you know what sort of type of bloke he was, Johnny Curry. He was the sergeant major, you know. And if what he said, good. And if it was a blinking, if he used to go out to meet a German officer, he would salute the German officer first. But if you went out to shoot to a warrant officer out like that, the warrant officer saluted him first. If his rank was higher than the blinking German bloke saluted him. I mean, that's where he was. And don't you speak to me in that tone of voice around like a dude used to roll the road. Till the good. They got him away into the NCO's camp and that. And he used to, it didn't matter where he went, he had his seer. And he was that. And where was the other one now? Another one of our sergeant majors. This great big tall bloke. Big heavy bloke. What's somebody called? Telford. Anyway, there's two of them there. And mind, there was no. He's in my regiment. He'd be all right. We'll see him all right. And he didn't get the same treatment as anybody else under them or not. Johnny, he used to have us out every morning. Pete Dean. He used to say, "You're not going to be a prisoner of war all your life, you know." I mean, we were grateful for it. Like, and I mean, it was.
The camp on the British side had your RSMOs in charge of you all?
Each camp had a sergeant major or a regimental sergeant major in charge.
And would there be sergeants and corporals under him?
No. We would have two sanitary, medical orders, sergeants, maybe sergeant and two corporals or something like that. An officer, sometimes an officer, medical officer. If you've got a medical officer, you have whatever, a sergeant, sanitary, you know, the medical lad and two NCOs and all that. But
in your camp.
If you had any, like when we first went out, you know, the sergeant and corporals was all with us on the working parties. But through time, sergeants and corporals didn't have to work. They were all in, they all went all with a batched off to. But if you had a sergeant in the job, you know, there's members of a sergeant doing an important job in the camp, then they stayed with the sergeant major as part of his staff. Hey, the sergeant major could keep men like that as part of his staff, as long as they didn't go out to work. Hey? But the corporal, down to the rank of corporal, you weren't supposed to work. You didn't have to work.
Would they go with the working parties to supervise them, corporals? Or?
No. I was a lance corporal, but I was young and daily digging. Billy Marshall, isn't it? Not Marshall. No. He's long, just a long way. Forget his name. But he was a lance corporal. He was a medical officer's driver. And he had one stripe. But he got caught out in the Middle East, so he just took one. He heard that if you're a corporal, you didn't get to work, so he took one stripe off one arm, put them both on two on one arm, and he was in the corporal's camp. And I said, "Why, Billy, how did they manage when he let us come and all that? Was a real lance corporal." He said, "They were married." He said, "I got away with it." So lucky. They say they were captured in Italy, and by the Italians and all that, and they come through just when the Italians gave in, they all come through.
Did you have a medical officer in your camp?
Yeah. The camp board had to be over, well over 100 and all that, like, before we had a medical officer.
And you had
the last camp I was in, we had a medical officer out of the 1st Battalion, the Downright Infantry.
The medical officer, had you access to him all right? There was no problem getting medical attention?
Oh, no.
Who did you have to report? If you were sick or injured, who did you report
like
to?
That, I mean, you were straight off to hospital.
You report that to the Germans, would you?
No, the Germans used to have to keep you apart at the hospital. I mean, I would get, oh, I got a broken toe and all that, and I went to, and there was a ward kept separate for all. I had a hell of a lot of at Sosnovich, that's just next door to Auschwitz, because they had a lot of, you know, troops coming back from Russia with frostbite and all that. I still had to keep. I mean, we used to have German medical officers used to work in hospitals and all that, you know, in Germany and all that. I mean, there's a cyst there, look at there. That lump there.
And that's what, you got that in?
I got that
in Germany.
I got that cut out in Germany. On Wilhelmstrasse in Berlin, the doctor just took the Wilhelmstrasse in there. There was about 10 Russians standing around, and the British officer that did it, and he caught it while it was ripe and all, squirted all over them.
Were there any common illnesses in the camp at all that kept recurring?
What do you mean?
Well, flus and.
Oh, flu epidemics and all sorts. But we also had a diphtheria scare in once, and I was the only one that had I had a diphtheria when I was 7 years old, so I was isolated for a month. Aye.
But what happened then? How were you isolated?
Put it in one of the barrack rooms by myself. And your lads used to feed it through the window, carry groom and everything.
But you didn't, you were just passing in there, you weren't allowed to go
working. No, I wasn't allowed to mix and out like that. I was quarantined.
Were there any particularly nasty injuries? Were any people killed in the mine while you were there?
I didn't think I knew anybody killed. Although on the first working party, I had two lads suffocated with the frost.